You must be delighted to receive the Billy Meikle Memorial Trophy here tonight at Windsor Park, Jimmy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm honoured and delighted that I was one of the players that to receive the trophy. They could have picked a number of players, but lucky enough, I was the one that he picked, and I'm absolutely honoured to pick up such an award with a man who's done a lot of great work around the club.
He was a former director here. He and his family particularly cherished the values of pride and passion in the shirt and playing for the jersey. So it means a lot for a local boy like yourself to be selected on that basis.
Yeah. As I say, when I play, I kind of play with my heart on my sleeve, and I'm not the best player we have in the squad, but I like to go out and give it my all, and I know what it's like when you're sitting up there. So, no, as I say, I'm absolutely delighted, and I'm honoured to pick up this trophy tonight.
And it's nice as Billy's son, Glenn, was here to hand it over to you tonight, and Glenn's kids. So it's keeping the family name going at this ground, yeah?
Yeah. Glenn was a lovely fella. I had a chat with him there, and the two kids, the young lad, one of his young boys, going to the game on Saturday, but his daughter, she can't make it. So they're looking forward to that, and hopefully we can win the Irish Cup for them.
You're the second name on that trophy following Jamie Mulgrew, who won it last year, the first winner. That's fine footsteps to follow in, isn't it?
Yeah, I think every trophy that I've won this year, somewhere along the line down below it is Jamie Mulgrew's name. So, Jamie's a great player, and he's been a great servant to the club. As I say, he'll pick up a lot more of these in the next few years as well.
As well as this award tonight, in recent days you've also won Springdale, and you've won South Belfast Club, as well as the Finnicky and the Cave Hill. So you're doing well in these personal nominations, aren't you?
Yeah. It's nice to pick up awards, but the biggest reward for me will be picking up the Irish Cup on Saturday. Hopefully we can go on and win the Cup on Saturday and put us back where we belong, really, back in amongst the big trophies and back on the winning ways again.
What's the mood in the camp as the preparations, build up as the day approaches?
Yeah, the mood's good. We had a good session tonight. All the boys were fired up for it. I think, there's a cup final because there was about 26 players out there tonight. So everyone's fitting well, and hopefully, as I say, we can go on and do the business on Saturday.
You may well come up against a player called Kevin Braniff, who scored 4 goals here on the semi-final night. Him and others are obviously going to be difficult for us to handle on Saturday, aren't they?
Yeah, I think out of the last number of years in the Irish League, Kevin's been the top player, if not the top, one of the top players. And on his day, he's probably the best there is in the league now. But as I say, it's not something I look at and fear. It's something I look at on a relish, playing against the top players and see how good I can be against them, and hopefully I come out on top.
We've plenty of match winners too, haven't we? Andy Waterworth, a lot of goals. Burnsy, a lot of goals. Paul Smith, a potential match winner. So, we'll be looking to our key players, to do the business on the day, won't we?
Yeah. As I say, as you're talking about goals, we're the highest scoring team in the league, with the second best defensive record. And I think they're third best defensive record with the second highest goals in the league. So, it all makes up to be a great game, and so hopefully it'll live up to that, and we'll not let anyone down.
It'll be a great day for the manager if we can lift that trophy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think he's done a great job from he came in, and I think to top it off with the Irish Cup would be a great honour for him, and also a great honour for us as players.
And to win the Irish Cup would be great for the young players in our ranks to make them even better players and chase more trophies next year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think you have to win to feel the feeling of winning, and then it becomes a habit. I think from November, if you look, November was a bad month. From December, we've gone on, I think we've lost 3 games or something, and it's now May. So as I say, winning becomes a habit, and hopefully we continue that on Saturday.
It's a big day for the supporters. You'll know many of them yourself. So it's a big day out there, hoping for a good weather and a Linfield win and a great day out, and they can add to the occasion with all the colour and all the stuff that goes off the pitch as well, can't they?
Oh, no doubt, it's a massive game, no matter who's in the final, but whenever one of the big two are in the final against a good team in Glenavon. I think it adds up for a great game, and the fans, there's no doubt their fans will get behind Emmons and our fans will get behind us. So Tom, we're all really excited and looking forward to it. I just can't wait the Saturday comes now.
You must be dreaming, of winning that cup and maybe even scoring the goal. You've done it before at your previous club. How do you handle the excitement, the emotions and the build up to a big game like that?
When I played in the last one, I was quite young. I was 20, 21 or 22. Now I'm a wee bit older. I'm 24 now, and the one thing I would say in all big games, and even cup finals too, I was actually talking to Paul Smith about this on Saturday, is one thing I could say is just don't let it pass you by, because you think Saturday's ages away and the time you know it, you'll blink and it'll be all over. I said the pause. So I just hope that you can look back as a team and you've made your mark in individually and as a team in the final, and hopefully, as I say, we can come away with the Irish Cup with us that night.
You know all about the history of this club. You know about Peter Thompson winning for the clean sweep. You'll know about the Rafferty's and the great legends of this club down the years. This is a chance for the Paul Smiths, the Ross Keeners, the Waterworths, the Callaghers, to write their names in the history book of this club in the Irish Cup, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. You don't want to be known as the players who were at Linfield for X amount of years and never won a trophy. So, obviously, we give Crusaders a bit of a run, and then we came up short in the end, but hopefully we can win the Irish Cup on Saturday and build on that going into next year.
It goes without saying, Jimmy, every Linfield supporter, man, woman and child, is right behind you and all the players and the manager and the staff, and hopefully we'll be able to bring that cup home on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Andy. Cheers.